This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show and turned it to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different. Today we got some news and commentary. Got some, got some shit that I wanted to talk. But we already have a caller. Somebody probably hit Mike in the chat room calling for himself. That's probably like what, verbal masturbation. So here we go, Mike. Mike, how you doing?
This is Jethro Rothschild.
Okay, Mike.
I'm an illegitimate son of the Rothschild Empire, and they stuck me in the South to take it over by means of banjo music.
Anyways, how was your weekend?
So. I see.
I see. Okay. If you're gonna use Spanish terminology, you use the correct terminology.
It's así, that means so.
Yes. Yeah, Mike, speak up.
I am.
Yeah. Alright,
Why am I echoing back?
Yeah, people, are you echoing back? I can't hear an echo. Is it me?
I don't know.
Clendo is saying, speak up, pussy.
If I'm hearing my echo back, I'm speaking up pretty well.
Yeah, people are saying that there's an echo. Okay, I muted Mike. Mike, don't hang up. Is there still an echo? Need to know. Not the spick. The dude has an echo, not the spick. No, wait, Mike, don't go. Okay, I'm good. Mike.
That doesn't quite mean that, because on your side it wouldn't echo because it's your speaker. Your voice wouldn't come out of your speaker. My voice would come out of yours.
Right, but I got a headset on.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Try hanging up and calling back. While you're doing that, I want to tell this quick story. It was kind of funny. So, yeah, just call back, Mike. Anyways, over the weekend, I was trying to, kick it to this chick. And, I just decided that I wanted to start questioning this whole relationship dating thing. Like, why do we have to get to know one another? Why is this such a prerequisite before there's sex? Why is there such a prerequisite? Why do you need, oh, I want to get to know you. I want to do this. I want to, you know, we should go out on a date. I'm like, look, if you want to get to know me, how's about we do this over the phone? So that way we're both comfortable. We don't have to leave our respective houses. And you could ask me any question you want. Why do we have to be face to face with, you know, I am not black. And so she's getting upset, like, well, you have to take me out to get to know each other. Well, we gotta meet each other face to face. I'm like, so I straight up asked her. I'm like, so look, I was gonna spend $80 on this date, probably $40 on you, $40 or more, or less, depending on what we order. How's about I give you the full 80, you come back to my place, and we get it done? I mean, look, all you really need to know is, am I going to rape you? Or kill you, leave you in the ditch, or all the above? If the answer is no, what the hell is the problem? I mean, okay, Glendo, he's like, that's a prostitute. But if you really think about it, you're paying for it anyways in the long run, aren't you? Or are you not? Here, we got Mike back on.
Okay, am I echoing?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You still are.
I hear myself when I do it.
Yeah, we got, yeah, Jason, Clendo, and Glendo. Yeah, there's still an echo. Are you calling from a phone or your computer?
Calling from my cell phone.
Have you tried power cycling your cell phone? Like taking out the battery?
Dude, I just got off the phone with somebody else and it didn't echo to them.
Okay, take out the battery.
I can't, it's an iPhone. I can't access it.
Oh, you can't? Damn, really?
Yeah.
Why did you follow the trend and get yourself an iPhone? I got a BlackBerry. The BlackBerry is still the most widely used smartphone on the market, and it's a lot more secure than the iPhone. The only people that could probably track you is the NSA, but they could do that with any cell phone. At least BlackBerry, they got to take them to court in order to make them allow them to track you. In fact, China was about to ban the BlackBerry because of its strong encryption.
Well, let me get my microphone.
All right, get it. You know what? Get on the ball, Mike. God damn it! God damn it, Mike! Yeah, fuck Apple. Yeah, I just heard that We Are Changed Greece says Apple the most valued brand. Yeah, I heard that. I was listening to 1010 News this morning getting ready for work. I want Mike now, Clendo. Freaking power cycle your phone, Mike. Try to see if you got any processes going on that's screwing up the works.
Okay.
What are you? You got the iPhone? Yeah.
Why don't you just call me on Skype and I got my microphone set up.
Jesus. Why do I gotta make everything fucking hard? You know, I wish I would have known that your phone was about to start getting all gay on us.
Hasn't done this before. It's the same phone.
Mike, I'm sick of your shit, says Glendo.
Who's Glendo?
I have no idea who Glendo is. Glendo and Clendo says, I hate gays, boo gays. I want Mike. Throw your Apple shit in the trash, says Glendo. Oh, Clendo is Jason, goddammit. He says, call me Jason. This is why Uganda... Wow. Well, Uganda had the right idea, I guess, according to a 996-66. So anyways, yeah. So what do you think about chicks that you know, oh, you gotta take me out to a nice dinner, and after only after a month of dating, then I'll think about sleeping with you. I mean, it's 2010. What the fuck's the point?
You can't use that. It's 2010 argument.
2011, I mean. Yes, you can.
No, you can't. The reason you can't is because morality is not subjective.
Well, look, it's a different time now. Less people are getting married. More people are deciding to live in sin, as it were.
I don't care about that.
I mean, and why am I even talking to you? You're afraid of vagina.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Nope.
You fear it. You look at it and it winks at you, and you head for the hills. And you scream unclean like the vagina had leprosy.
Wow.
Yes, says Jason.
Jason Colin.
You got the pussy on a pedestal, says Jason.
Fucker.
All you have to do is nearly knock them out and hit them. Well, no, you know, no, I'm not about to start advocating freaking assaulting chicks and raping them. That ain't cool. Plus, it's not as funny as tricking them. It's like, well, you know what I like to do? I like to, like, freaking get chicks to bang me out and you know, and stuff.
Rape isn't cool, but it also isn't cool when they say no in the middle of it.
Well, of course not. But you know what you do? You put your clothes on, or you kick her out, or you make her get dressed, and you kick her out as quickly as possible. As soon as a chick says no, you get the fuck out of Dodge. You don't just stop. You put your clothes on and you run. You run like Joseph ran from the Pharaoh's wife. Yes.
What if inside someone's house they don't usually wear clothes and they don't have clothes to put on?
Well, you know, then you either you're in their house or in your house, you kick them out. You're like, all right, have a good day. Here's some money for a cab. Good luck, bitch.
I wouldn't give him money for a cab.
Okay, well, that you know, that's if you want to be a nice guy about it, of course. But you get either you get out of their house or you get the hell out of their house. And you're as loud as possible. It's like, I am not raping this woman. This woman is not being raped. So at least there's a documentation, there's witnesses stating that you were screaming you did not rape this woman.
Yeah, but if you scream that, they're likely to suspect you more.
Yeah, but then they'll look out the window and notice that you didn't.
The best thing to do is say nothing and show that there was no evidence.
Yeah. All you're going to do is knock out that she wouldn't care. Yeah. So, but anyways, yeah, this whole discussion, I mean, I got really pissed off with this chick because, I mean, it made me think that she was trying to say that she was better than me, that her time was more valuable than mine. I mean, my main question has always been, why is it wrong for men to take advantage of women's bodies, but it's not wrong for women to take advantage of men's wallets? Wouldn't it be the same thing?
Yes, it is the same thing.
So, I mean, why? How come a chick doesn't have to wait to get to know me before I spend money on her? Jason wants an abortion, I guess. He's pregnant. Dude, it's called X-Lax, and it's sitting on the shitter for like 2 hours, and you'll be emptied out. Fantabulous. Yeah, bitches be raping pockets. According to We Are Change Greece. You know, yeah, I mean, look, it's... Go Dutch. Yeah. Yeah. What woman would want to go Dutch? It's like, yo, you want to pay half for this dinner? Yeah, that's romantic.
I don't mind a guy paying for the dinner. I think that's great. But when you got the woman taking advantage of it, that's the problem.
Do a lot of guys take you out, Mike?
Huh.
Oh, they just see you as a bottom bitch too, huh?
Sure, why not?
Okay. So... You know, it's like, look, I would take you out, but I only go out, I need to get to know you, so come to my house, give me a BJ, and after a month of BJs, then I'll think about taking you out on a dinner and a movie date. How, yeah, they'll hang up on you and be like, shit, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Supposed to be the other way around. You're supposed to spend your cash for a few months.
Yeah, right. You know, after you go into debt...
Girlfriends are expensive.
Oh, they are. They are. And it's not like you could go to Costco and pick up a whole bunch of them so you save money in bulk. I mean, imagine if Costco sold bitches. Bitches in bulk. Alright, I'm done with this bitch. Time, you know. And let it be like mix and match. You like have one, a black chick, a Hispanic chick.
You're settling for the McChicken whether you like it or not, bitch, and that's for a month.
Exactly. You're getting yourself a breast and perhaps a biscuit. You know. Anyways. That's just ridiculous. That was just... Speaking about silly bitches... this is from the Weekly Vice. Some chick, Tiffany Guillermo, a 20-year-old Willard woman, was jailed after police allegedly found 47 balloons containing heroin inside her vagina. They found 47 balloons full of heroin in her vagina. My question is, why do bitches need a Louis Vuitton purse?
My question is, why did they arrest her?
Well, you can't be walking around with a whole bunch of her sniz was the fucking CVS on the corner. You know, it's you can't be having chicks shoving crap up their vaginas like that. That's just
their business.
That's just not right.
It's their business.
Yes. Wouldn't some rich white or black man want some bitches at low cost? Yes. And you know what? Not for nothing. If you freaking buy Hispanic women from Costco, it is you're pretty much going green, cause they clean up after themselves.
A lot of Mexican ladies would be happy just to get citizenship, so maybe they wouldn't go gold digging.
Dude. First of all, you don't marry them. Come on.
Why not?
What are you doing? No. Because then they divorce you after they get their green card. And you know what? All women know about that freaking 50-50 law. Whether they earned it or not.
It's true.
Or if they're just as grimy. You go to work one day, you come back, and your house is empty. And she's gone. And, with a note, written in broken English saying goodbye. Yes. Anyways, we got...
I know someone who married a Filipino who did that to them.
Yeah, do we got a new caller? If you got a new caller, call in, because people are getting pissed off with you, Mike.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Yeah, anyways, according to Delaware County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched after receiving a tip stating that a blue Dodge Durango was reportedly en route to purchase heroin. when police showed up, they noticed that people were shoving money down her throat, and she was popping out the heroin balloons like she was a fucking ATM. There you go. There you go. Next. That'll be $25 for a balloon. All right, here you go. She's popping them out like Coca-Cola bottles. It's like... Rose, yeah, dude, she had retarded vagina lips. So what else we got going on here? Yeah. Hello, I'm Jason. I'm some backyard arms deek. I run barefoot with packet. Wait, what? Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm Jason.
All right, Jason. Anyways, okay, quick question. If you're 40 years old and you're going to go attack a 16-year-old chick, kick her ass. At least kick her ass. Anyways, Kevin James Stark, a 40-year-old convicted sex offender, was jailed after he reportedly attempted to sexually assault a 60-year-old female who kicked his ass and a few other choice areas instead. According to the Thurston County Sheriff's Department, the girl was walking on a trail near Patterson Lake when she was reportedly struck in the head from behind with a heavy object by a man who she had just passed seconds before. The man then began to climb on top of her, but she kicked him numerous times in the groin and bit his finger. She then got up, delivered another kick to his face, and ran to a friend's house to call police. Good girl. Good girl. Yes. You know what? This is the first time I'm going to praise a woman for anything. So, there you go. There you go. On here. There you go. And here's some fireworks. And here's you slamming. This is the sound of Mario slamming his nuts on the flagpole. Go. Nice. What the fuck is going on in the chat room? Feet porn. What the? You know, I'm starting to attract all the fucking psychopaths in this chat room, aren't I? Yes, I am.
David is one of those people you...
What?
I gave a link to fuck at the show.
You know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. I need a band of psychopaths anyways. Be part of the Crotch Shot Army. If you want to be part of the Crotch Shot Army, give me a rock on sign. Please. Thank you very much. Anyways, back to this article here. Investigators say that when they inspected the scene with K-9 unit, they found a wallet belonging to Star. He lost his wallet. She kicked the shit out of him so bad that his wallet... She lit... I would have taken that nigga's wallet and been like, this is taxed. This is your tax for trying to rape me. As well as pages torn from a pornography magazine, deputies arrested Stark at his mother's home a short time later. He denied the allegation, stating that he had been drinking when he left his coat in the area with his identification in it. When asked about the wound on his finger, he pleaded the fifth and requested an attorney. The victim's father stated that his daughter suffered a mild concussion, had minor cuts, bruises, and was traumatized. He stated that she had been taking karate classes for the past month and been taking the sport very seriously. Her instructor stated that she wanted to compete on a fighting team and hoped to pursue a career in mixed martial arts. Ha ha! The girl's name was Georgette St. Pierre. Georgette St. Pierre. Huh. Okay, apparently I got I'm getting some reports here. I don't know. And this is probably be the first time I heard about this. Somebody sent me a message saying, "Hey Louis, when you going to expose the homosexual love triangle within We Are Change New York City?" And I'm like, "Really? There's a homosexual love triangle?" And if so, mazel tov. You know, as long as you're not stealing money from first responders in order to have your gay sex. You know, if you start stealing money from first responders to buy anal lube, then that's when I draw the line on your tiddlywink shenanigans. That's what I need to know. Yes. Oh, okay. We Are Change Greece said that. Okay. We got a black man. I'd like to give a big shout out to Casey, Dive Man, Jim, Christy, Zen, Brooklyn. How you doing, girl? Hey, girl. Anyways, we got a black man in chat room. We got Diane Lips. We got Jason. We got Anthony, and we got Anon. What? All right, Peter Bump. There you go. Say Peter Bump. Who the hell is Peter Bump? Oh. All right, everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. There's some. Hey, whoa, watch your mouth. So that now I'm getting people saying they love me. Oh, Mike. Can you say Peter Bump, please?
Peter Bump.
There you go. I don't know what that means, but I don't know. The more I say it, the more funnier it sounds, I guess. There you go. And now you're being called a fag by Jason and Black Man.
Okay, I don't know what relevance that has to anything.
Yeah, can you say PP Touch, please?
No.
Okay. Mike bumps Peters, says Jason. And they're saying Mike's a fag in the chat room. Ooh. How come you're not in the chat room?
Because I can't get into it for some reason.
Well, that's because you freaking have to use, you don't even use real Linux. You use the freaking Walmart Linux, which is...
No, I don't. I do want to.
Okay, Blackman. Louis, stop bringing your retarded kids on the show. Louis, stop bringing your retarded kids on the show, cause he's autistic. You're autistic, Mike. Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, at least he knows he's autistic. 15 minutes to Wapner. So. All this weekend, people were talking about the blowback that we were expecting, because of Osama bin Laden. Well, they finally admitting that he's dead. The thing is, they're admitting that he died like a week. He's been dead for like a week, when in actuality he's been dead for over a decade.
I don't think it's over a decade, but it's been around 10 years.
Okay, around a decade. He was, you know, he's been dead a while, long time before they decided to report he was dead. But now we got this. Look, you got to take this with a huge grain of salt. I mean, look, there are, you know, some countries that legitimately hate us, and that is not manufactured it's all manufactured by the New World Order, but, you know, they hate us because the New World Order has made the U.S. do shit by its own design.
Oh, like attack.
Yeah. But anyways, again, Iranian intel chief says Obama. You know what? Look, I got like an email saying, can you stop mixing up Osama with Obama? You know what I mean. Why don't we just change his name to Barry Sotero? That would be President Barry. No, Osama bin Laden dead long before alleged raid. Iran's in a unique twist on Osama bin Laden's saga, Iran's intelligence minister says Tehran has genuine intelligence showing that the terrorist leader died of a disease long before the alleged raid by the United States, the Iranian semi-official Fars news agency reports. We have accurate information that bin Laden died of an illness some time ago, Haider Moishileli said on the sidelines of a cabinet meeting Sunday, Fars reports. If the U.S. military and intelligence apparatus have really arrested or killed bin Laden, why don't they show his dead body? Why have they thrown his corpse into the sea? Moishileli asked, according to TV. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's all part of the cover-up. It's all part of the cover-up. And what they're doing now is now they instead of having a manned boogeyman that they had in Osama bin Laden, now they have, which is something a little bit more scarier, is the unknown terror they got. They're like, oh, well, we have intelligence that Osama was going to taint Durex condoms because he hated black men so much because he caught one of his wife getting banged out like Seabiscuit. So he wants to poison all Durex condoms. So that way, all big dick black men, their penises fall off. You know, that's news reports we're getting. That you know, silliness. Today it came out that, you know, they're reporting that he had herbal Viagra. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Internal passport error alert overload lead to call for no ride.
Yeah, no, look, when they started to see something say something here in New York City sometime after 9/11, you know how many false alerts we were getting in the subways? Somebody would spit the wrong way, they would call the cops saying, "Oh, a bomb threat." So many goddamn false alarms. Oh, yes,
but
attention.
It looks like they're wanting to cause trouble for train riders.
All right. Let's talk about me running barefoot, says Jason. I don't know you, Jason. Call in if you want to talk about running barefoot, you silly ass.
Call in, Jason. Let me talk to you dirty.
No, we're not going to. No.
Only.
No.
Putting forth a stereotype.
Jason says, "I'll rape you, Mike, fucking fag."
Come rape me.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, moving on. So, this is from Citizen Renegade. This is basically a relationship site. But, It starts off with, "I couldn't help but overhearing every snippet of their conversation as the night wore on. Him, I'm gonna have a glass of wine. Her, no you aren't, you had enough. Him, heavy sigh, chin to chest. Him, can you look up at the weather for tomorrow? Her, no, I'm doing something right now, can't you see? Him, we're going to Thailand next month. Her, no, I'm going to Thailand. He's just meeting me there. Later. Him, I gotta check the travel itinerary. Her, in a minute, just relax, I'll get to it. Disgusted, I turn to my companion. How long have they been together? 5 years. 5 years of putting up with the impudence from a woman. I'd sooner join a monastery." I mean, guys, have you guys noticed about this whole attitude that you get from, like, certain chicks, how ungrateful they are for what you do for them? I mean, really, guys, check out Citizen Renegade. I'm just gonna move on. New topic? Alright, new topic. I really just didn't prepare today. I really should have just read through this.
I want to talk about the no ride list that they're wanting to put on trains.
You know, that shit just won't work. I mean, look, it's bad enough that they're going to try to put the TSA in every train station. I mean, it's bad enough that when I was trying to get home, you know, I had to stop in front of a goddamn TSA a TSA table to have my bag scanned, and I couldn't see the fucking receipt that popped out of the machine.
Let them scan your bag.
Yeah, no, they. Well, shit. It's not like I had a fucking choice. I mean, I tried walking away, but Port Authority police officer freaking grabbed me. Like, literally grabbed me. No, I'm not kissing.
Assault.
And I'm Louis B.
That's assault.
Not according to New York. In New York, it's only assault if they break skin.
Okay, so you can slap them if you don't break skin?
Pretty much.
Then
but that's the thing. If you even touch an officer, that's assaulting a police officer. So you can't touch an officer, but an officer could grab you as long as he doesn't break skin. New York City has silly fucking double standard laws like that.
Double think.
Mm-hmm. These guys are just going nuts in the chat room. Why don't they just fucking call in? It's a bunch of silly asses. Yeah, but yeah, they want to. Char Schumer wants to start putting people on no ride lists. Like, come on, dude, really? Really? Like, we see how the no flyer list has worked out. Freaking banning people that shouldn't have been banned. Freaking what? Cat Stevens was banned on the no fly list because he happened to be Muslim.
Cat Stevens is not even an Arab.
Well, he converted to
He was Greek Orthodox, and he converted to Islam.
Yeah. So, anyways, did you guys hear about Jonah Hill, the UK activist approached by MI5, MI6? Hold on, I used all my minutes when I was running barefoot talking to my dad. What? And long distance, and she was totally... What? Yo, what the fuck is... Alright. There's some silly... Now, this is some silly shit going down here.
Where are they staying in the chair?
I don't know, they're just getting silly. Yes, yes, Jason. Yes, Jason. Speaker, what? No, Jonah's not a fat boy. No, not that Jonah. No, John Hill, not Jonah Hill.
You said Jonah Hill, because that's what I just typed in the search.
Oh, I said Jonah Hill? Oh, my bad. I meant John Hill. I'm sorry. This is all from HenryMackle.com. Until they get some sort of personal jolt, people don't realize just how bad things have become over the last 10 years. Those behind the establishment...
For mailing a DVD?
I guess. I don't know.
That's what this says.
Yeah. With his trial coming up very soon on the 9th of May, many people have now heard about the situation with 7/7 Truth activist Moa Dib, a.k.a. John Hill. For those that don't know, he made a film called 7/7 Ripple Effect, completely exposing the events of 7/7 2005 for the false flag that it definitely was, and because the film is so credible, the NWO people came after him. First, a BBC hit piece and a character assassination was done on Mr. Hill. Then he was arrested at his home in Ireland during a raid where police stole all his computers, hard drives, DVD burners, printer, research paperwork, and anything else they could possibly be used to continue spreading the truth. They, of course, took those things they found they found not even related to the 7-7 issue, including documents he could use to defend himself in court. The information had already become uncontainable on the internet, but they tried their best to silence him through their effort, though their efforts backfired. When arresting John Hill created another frenzy of interest. He was then eventually extradited to the UK as a terrorist after a lot of corruption in the Irish courts. After his first arrest, friends of John Hill put up a website at mtrial.org where information about his legal issues could be provided to anyone interested. On that website, there was an email address to contact those that maintain it. Apparently, the police found that email address, and the word police is used loosely, where we are really talking about NWO supporting grunt stooges with government-provided badges. Out of nowhere, someone named Darcia from a no less than the House of Darcia wrote to the mtrial.org contact email, starting slow and gentle like police are ought to do, attempting to sniff out who what they are dealing with. The initial contact started like this. I have been asked to take an interest in your case by an associate. However, I'm not sure how to aid you. I have looked into this matter, and you will find that the new order of ages had nothing to do with the imprisonment, at least not directly. Do not worry about encryption for this email. The new order would not dare read my messages. They fear me, for I have acted against them once before in history. If you wish for my aid, I will see what I can do. I work for an older group than the new order, and what you might call the old order. My goal is not the same as yours, but I am not your enemy, nor am I a friend of the new order, Darcia. Many things wrong here. First, we know these Satanists love their childish symbolism, and the name Darcy or means dark one or of the dark. Darcy is a derivative of that. Thus, the dark ones, establishment agents, start with a vague offer to help, or in reality, begin fishing for information immediately. I'm not sure how to aid you is just bait. Their data mining efforts were constant throughout because it is the easiest thing of value that they could get out of such attempts. Beware of data mining. They also spread disinformation claiming that the New World Order people are not behind John Hill's imprisonment. So the Irish police, MI6, counter-terrorist police, and the BBC, various judges, the European court system, and random front groups like Fake Opposition and government-run J7 campaign all decided that they hated John Hill at the exact same time? No one top directing things? Come on. Other excerpts from...
Well, he uses the term New Order of the Ages.
Yeah.
That is a classic, what I would call a Illuminati term.
Okay. What the fuck, man? God, are they gone? Yeah, they're gone. Yay. The trolls are gone. And I didn't have to block them. That's hilarious. You ignore the trolls long enough, they just go away. They started off fun, and then they started getting ridiculous. It's like, oh, all right.
Every chat needs trolls, though.
Yeah, but, you know.
I like the trolls that keep me entertained.
Yeah, well, they weren't really entertaining. There was just fucking... Alrighty. Well, Mike, I gotta let you go. There you go. $1,000 to get this kid off. All right, where's my $1,000? So, that's hilarious. So, let me go back to this article here. Oh, did you ever consider that if the counts find Modib guilty, then most people realize the lack of freedom of expression that if he is found innocent. After all, man found not guilty is a victory, and the victory will never gain you support further to this point. If he were to be locked up, those others would realize just how limited their so-called freedoms are really are. Please note that this is no joke. Darcy was claiming to be head of the old world South American dynasty, taking 5 minutes to set up a Facebook account to back these claims. But while using Discover Story, Darcy replies during British waking hours, saying and spells words like a British. And even though everything can be spoofed online, all the messages coming from Darcy were visibly originating right back in London, where John Hill's enemies live luxuriously. Surprise, surprise, after weeks of conversation, Darcy became impatient and forceful, eventually planting the long-expected seeds for a meeting. I'm afraid our constitution will not allow me to throw away treasury money for a foreign national. On the other hand, legal aid I could be able to arrange. I will need to speak with my contacts in your country. I may also need to have one of my officers meet with you. Would that be a problem? There were a number of times when words or sentences were used unnaturally, and the specific word officer stands out pretty glaring. This is the result of having to comply with legislation preventing entrapment. Darcy then tried further, stating this much more boldly. You ask for truth, a meeting can provide that my officers have identification documents and uniforms that you will know we are real. They can also work directly to investigate this case themselves and give you more information. When, how, that is up to you. Do you have a contact number? One of my staff can contact you if need to. Blatant, right? Never give out the telephone numbers used to track and profile. Darcy is saying just good things if you expose yourselves to my officers. My officers have identification documents and uniforms so that you will know we are real. The Dark One, Darcy, states blatantly that officers are going to show up with IDs and in uniforms so that we will know they are real. Lastly, Modib was to be released on bail, a whole other corrupt saga. Darcy actually made a completely illegal offer of helping Modib flee the country, which he absolutely never wanted to do. Again, another email from Darcy. I may be able to offer yourself, Modib, and your staff a place to live should you wish to leave England. Should he reach bail and you be left no other option than to escape, I would allow this and not see it as a dishonor. Running from a lawful arrest is dishonorable, but to run from corruption is not. I mean, this is, you know. Louis Lauren and I have to read. I am reading. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm just trying to get through this fast. All right, so. I mean, this is pure COINTELPRO. They're trying to entrap them into doing something illegal so that way they can have something. They obviously don't have anything on anybody. They're trying to get Ozzy's associates to make sure they can shut them all up. So, yeah. I mean, the article is on CrowdShotRadio.com. UK activists approached by MI5/6. So, this next article we got here, we're going to take a quick music break. And we'll be right back to finish off the show. This is Farther From Resolution with Still Ours.
This is Still Ours. I've tried so long to get through to you. You're a part of this and I am too. Regret changed into pursuing something new. Making light of all that to put me through. What you want.
That was Farther From Resolution with their song Still Ours. Check them out on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/FFRRocks. Yeah, back to the silliness. Florida State Senate Committee on Governmental Oversight and Accountability on Wednesday approved an amendment to include electronic I can't fucking talk today. Holy crap. You know what? I am just fucking tired right now. Well, you know, I'm really just trying to balance work and the radio show. Just do both during the week, man. But I'm just fucking fried a lot now. Especially dealing with fucking cocksuckers. During the day, you know, people, they, you know. Look, I disagree. I don't fucking pat people down. I don't fucking taser people. I'm not allowed to, even carry pepper spray. But if you're gonna go into a private area, you know, like a private building. Not talking about government building that tax dollars pay to run. I think it is perfectly, okay. To demand to see ID before allowing access into a building. It's like, all right, well, you don't want to show me your ID. Well, then, look, I can't make you show me your ID. I can't. But you don't have a right to come walk in here. Then, you can't come inside of a private building that you have no business in if you don't want to show ID. Especially since one of the other buildings that are owned by the company that owns the building that I work out of was burglarized. So now I'm catching hell because a building that didn't have a guard got broken into. So they're like, you know, we got people that are breaking in here. Like, was there a guard station there? No. Well, then, shit. You know, first of all, you know, I'm not trying to get myself killed doing this fucking job. They don't pay enough. In fact, I don't think there is enough money on the fucking planet that is going to make me go all the way out. Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough that I can't, I could barely take a lunch because there's no one to watch the building when I'm gone. Because, I mean, look, they say, oh, well, all you got to do is sign out of the book and call the super and everything will be fine. But the thing is, if the super's not there, yeah, he says, all right, fine, go ahead, go. But if something happens to the building while I'm gone, who are they going to take it out of? Well, I went to lunch. Oh, well, you know, who was there? How come no one was standing there? I'm like, well, the super said to go. He said not to worry about it. And according to my supervisor, it said, hey, if he says that, then it's all good. As long as you put it in the book that he told you to say that. He said that. But then back to this ID thing. Today there was this fucking bitch that, coming in for Zen yoga, which, you know, I don't know if you're taking fucking Zen yoga, I don't know why, what gives you the right to fucking be so fucking uptight and fucking, and start mouthing off. Aren't you supposed to be calm? Aren't people that take Zen yoga supposed to be fucking calm? Nah, she's like, I don't got no damn ID. I don't got no damn ID. I'm not going to show you my ID. I never had to do it before. Well, bitch. And I told her like this. I'm just, you know, and I'm like, well, you're not going up in here. You got to leave. I'm not leaving. I paid good money for the Zen yoga. Yeah. And which is kind of ironic. I mean, the Zen yoga is supposed to make you feel peaceful. But the thing is, when I was taking martial arts, I was fucking calm. After martial arts, I was like, you can say whatever the fuck you want. I'm like, yeah, whatever, nigga. And I'm really, and this is the shit I hate about doing security. This is one of the major shit, is that people want to be fucking assholes because they think they're better than the guard. God forbid something happens. Why was there no security? Why there isn't no security? And look, I've been doing security for over 5 years. I've done it before. I'm experienced. And especially, and it's kind of ironic, it's the fucking white people. It's the fucking white people. They feel so goddamn entitled. They think that they don't have to show nobody nothing. And basically, security, you're trained to be customer service, basically. You're basically customer service. You're basically taught that you gotta bend over backwards for people. But, what basically showing ID and logging it in that the people are in the building, the rationale is, it's not like we're taking down their addresses or anything, it's just their names, and where are they in the building, and what time they came in. Just in case there's an emergency, we could give the list to the fire department or whatever rescue things, and so that way they know who to go pull out of there. Yeah. Look. Again, it's not like we're writing down their addresses and their ID numbers and shit. Just their names, where they're going in the building, in a private building. It's not a fucking federal building. It's a private, it's like a fucking little rinky-dink freaking office building. And, you know, this is what they want. They want to make sure people are going to where they're supposed to be going, where they have business to go. And it's not like I'm carding the employees. So, yeah, you know, it's like, all right, go ahead. You know. And yes, I write them down. We have a specific log, a visitor log. And that's it. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the policy of the building. That's the policy of the building. I mean, hell, I have to personally wear an ID with my picture and my name visible to people at all times. I got a fucking ID. I don't know. Fucking people are just ridiculous. Fucking, ugh. And Chrissy's like, I understand my policy says hell no, I don't play like that. Alright, fine. I think it's an invasion of privacy. And then good. I mean, look, I'm not like forcing people to show their IDs. The thing is, if they don't show their IDs, then they can't come into the building. And that's that. It's like, well, no ID, you can't come into the building. I'm not frisking nobody. I'm not putting my hands on nobody. I'm just saying, yo, you just can't come in. And look, that's just how it is. Sign in and, you know, be on your way. But anyways. Anyways. Like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crouch Out Radio Show. Come back tomorrow. Nah, fuck it. Wednesday, I'm going to do another show, so, I don't know. I'll try to do it for Tuesday. So anyway, this has been the Crouch Out Radio Show saying, mahalo. Hope you're all right.